This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Do not use God nor others to defend yourself in times of trouble. That's what Pope Francis warned in his homily Monday during Mass at the Santa Marta Guest House here in the Vatican. In his homily, Pope Francis continued his reflections on King David, who in today's reading flees because his son Absalom betrays him.
Per difendersi non usa né Dio né il suo popolo.
The Pope says David is sad because even the people supported his son against their king. So how does David react to this great betrayal? First of all, David, whom the Pope describes as a man of government, is realistic and knows that any war to quell the uprising would be very difficult and many would die. So instead of fighting his son's forces in Jerusalem, David decides to ensure the safety of the city and its population. As we know, the Pope says, David is a sinner, but in the moment of truth, his love for his God and for his people come first.
Nella disperazione, uno cerca di difendersi come può.
It may happen, says the Pope, that in life's difficult moments, a desperate person may try to defend him or herself by either using God or using people. But David's reaction is different. His second reaction, the Pope notes, is repentance. He climbs the mountain barefoot and crying. David acknowledges that he is no saint. He has committed many sins. When such a thing happens to us, the Pope mused, we try to justify our actions.
Giustificarci. Davide non si giustifica.
On their way, David and his servants meet another man who insults them and throws stones at them. One of the king's friends threatens to kill the man, but David stops him, saying, instead of choosing revenge, choose faith in God. David, the Pope says, shows here the third kind of reaction, trust in the Lord. This attitude can help us, too, because all of us pass through dark moments and trials. I'm Tracy McClure.